My name is Marcus Hunter Neal, and yes, 'tis the season to be jolly. But guess what? I know that I'm not the only one with the festive flavour. I have taken my trusty mic around the twists and the turns of Broadcasting House to bring you some festive surprises. I work 24/7, so over Christmas there's nothing I love more than chillaxing. But whether it's a very early start or a very, very late to bed on Radio Ulster or Five Live, Stephen Nolan never stops. So how does he relax over Christmas? I don't know. Does Big Audrey give him a mince pie and rub his feet? I caught up with him just as his show ended. Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock. Jingle bells chime in, jingle bell time.
Thank you, Stephen.
So, just as we heard, we've just literally fresh off air. Stephen, the biggest show in the country, what are you getting for Christmas this year?
Oh!
Oh, you're wrecking the place.
What am I getting as presents for Christmas?
Yes, what would you like?
Well, you see, Audrey, it's so sweet. My mother, Big Audrey, she always wraps up socks really nicely and always buys this jumper that you would probably wear if you were about 13 or 14, but not if you're 42.
Well, do you wear it?
I wear it on Christmas Day. I squeeze into it. With my physique, wearing a jumper isn't the best thing. You know, you're all hot and all that kind of stuff. But Audrey will buy me a lovely jumper, lovely socks, and she always, every single year since I've known that woman, my mother always buys me a bottle of antifreeze. a tin of antifreeze and wraps it up in Christmas paper. So because she's worried about the windscreen not getting defrosted properly.
So as long as you've known, so from you were 2-year-old, you've been getting antifreeze?
No, from when I started driving.
Oh, good.
So 17, 18 years of age.
I thought you were going to back up
a tin of antifreeze wrapped up in Christmas paper.
But you know what? That is actually love, because if you go to the car and your car's frozen over, you have a wee tin. Not everybody buys it for themselves. It's not something you'd automatically buy.
My mother likes to worry, but she's very sweet.
Well, all mothers do. Now, your show is full of controversy and drama.
Yes.
Have you ever had a controversial or a very dramatic Christmas?
It's something I don't feel very good about, actually, because there was one year, maybe about 5-6 years ago, Mum makes a Christmas dinner and I come up to her house on Christmas Day and we always eat it at 3 o'clock. And of course, I'm the most disorganised person on this planet. And I arrived one day, 4:15. She was livid because that meant that she'd burnt it, and she was absolutely raging. So I remember that was quite controversial. I have never been late again for Christmas Day.
Well, have you anything you'd like to say to her now?
Yes, I'm sorry, Mum. And it is really, really special, though, I think, being able to go up into your parents' house on Christmas Day. There's just that feeling of warmth and cosiness and, you know, I treasure Mum making a Christmas dinner, actually. It's beautiful. The potatoes are hard.
Yeah.
And the peas are like rocks.
And someone's getting cool now for Christmas.
But it's lovely. it's lovely that she makes it.
Is there a song that defines Christmas for you? Have you got an absolute favourite song that when you hear it, you know that is time for Christmas?
A couple of songs, actually. Santa Claus is Coming to Town, I love. It makes me smile. Really, Santa Claus is Coming to Town. I really love that. I love Bing Crosby, Christmas Time.
Uh-huh.
Really beautiful, beautiful. I'm Dreaming of a White Christmas. Who sings that?
There's 100 of them.
Right.
So there is.
I like that too.
Have you one favourite one that whenever you hear it, that you just go, oh, I remember knocking about the town to that?
Knocked about the town. I'm worried about what that even means. I probably have. I'm Dreaming of a White Christmas. Is really special to me. I just love that. Makes me feel gooey and warm and nice inside.
Perfect. Well, listen, thank you. And you're about to rush on to
yes.
5 other different meetings so
yes,
you have. So thank you. And Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you too.
Woo-hoo.
Merry Christmas, everybody. Thank you, Marcus.
I'm dreaming of a Christmas, just like the ones I used to know.
Merry Christmas.
From everyone at BBC Radio Ulster.
Believe me whenever I tell you that I found Lynette Fay up at the scraic of dawn. She was working on her Christmas programmes. So I've sneaked into the studio to find out what the hardest working woman in showbiz is up to.
Good morning, Marcus. How are you?
It is very bright and breezy today, isn't it?
I don't know about
what has you in so early over Christmas?
I'm pre-recording some programmes so that I can get some time off over Christmas.
And what are your plans? What will you be doing on your time off over Christmas?
Remarkably, for the first time in a number of years, I will be free for 2 weeks and I can't quite
what?
Believe it. I know.
I'd love to be a part-timer.
It's crazy. Indeed. But in order to get the 2 weeks off, you have to do the work beforehand. But anyway, it's fine. It pays off nicely. So no, I'll head up the road home, which is to Dungannon in County Tyrone. And I usually overload the car and head up there with the notion of not coming back to Belfast for quite a while.
So when you're loading the car, are you loading the car with Christmas gifts?
Everything, to be honest with you. You know, clothes are a big issue because I've nothing at home anymore. And
kitchen sink.
Honestly, packing to go home at Christmas can be extremely stressful, to have the right clothes with you and all that. But I'll end up, you know, bringing some clothes or some shoes to go walking in, that sort of thing, you know, so I can hopefully we'll get the weather and be able to get out around the country roads for a walk.
What would your dream Christmas present be this year?
To be honest with you, I am over Christmas gifts. I'm over Christmas presents, Marcus. I just think that it's really, really important to spend time with your family. And Christmas, that's what Christmas is all about for me. It's about reconnecting with friends as well, who you haven't seen perhaps as much as I'd like all year. But mostly and primarily going to see my folks and my family. I'm very lucky to have two grandparents still with us, so it's always good to go home to them. Mind you, I've been seeing an awful lot of them lately, and just to see my niece and my nephews, because the crack is, you know yourself with kids, that's what it's all about. It's all about the magic of children.
What was the Fay household like when you were a little girl? Can you remember what Christmas was like when you were growing up?
Oh, Christmas was great. The sound of Christmas in our house was a Charlie Pride Christmas album.
Oh, the Christmas chimes are ringing in the tower, jingle bells can be heard all around.
And you know what? I love it. There's a song on it called Christmas Here in My Hometown, and it's fantastic. And it just reminds me of being a child and that anticipation, because Mummy would put that on when she was cleaning the house for Christmas. And you knew then that it was almost Christmas Eve, and everyone knows what happens on Christmas Eve.
Yes.
We get that big visit and Santa Claus comes for all the boys and girls. And
you're good.
Oh, absolutely. But sure, they're all good this time of the year, aren't they? They're in special best behaviour.
And have you any other Christmas songs as an adult that sums up your adult Christmas?
I have to say, I enjoy playing Christmas songs and I enjoy playing them on the radio. I just don't think that they should be played all of December. So I think around the 11th or the 12th is quite acceptable. You've got a good fortnight there where you can play a lot of Christmas tunes, and there's so many fantastic tunes out there. For the mainstream stuff, I love it all. I love Mariah, I love a bit of Wham, I love Band-Aid, but I have to say I love the Waitress's Christmas Wrapping. Because usually wrapping is the last minute on Christmas Eve, and I do everyone's wrapping for them. So that's my tune.
You're so good. There was one year I just gave everybody the stuff that the bags that came in with bows on them.
Did I love going buying?
I've never had the time.
I love buying the wrapping paper and doing all that, but it takes hours on Christmas Eve. So I'll set myself down, put the TV on, I'll put some music on, and wrap in our front room, and that's my job.
Merry Christmas.
From everyone at BBC Radio Ulster.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Make the Yuletide gay.